Now here at real regular season practice sessions, how does it feel first off to make the team and be in the role that you are in?
I just feel great. Feel really blessed. It's a great accomplishment personally, and it was my first goal, like to make the team. It could be an active roster or practice roster, but just be here.
For yourself, you won the championship. Shortly after that, you came the championship down with the LFA. Shortly after that, you come up to Canada. Just can you talk about kind of the journey going from being a champion to trying to get a job in training camp?
It's like start over again. Like, you need to show who you are right here, up here. Like, the coaches, you need to somehow get noticed by them and just go out there every day and grind and make plays and do whatever they throw at you. Like, if you need to run 15 go routes, go run them. That's it.
Who have been some of the receivers in that room helping you along?
Mike Lucas has helped me a lot. Reggie. Richie, they all are great guys, a great group of receivers, and they just help out each other.
Now, today it was announced that the MVA is going to show a game of the week down in Mexico of the CFL. The Calgary Stampeders are going to be playing 7 of 21 of those. How does it feel to, I just saw a smile go on your face. You're going to be on 7 of 21 of the games a week here with the Calgary Stampeders.
It's just great. Try to show the football party everywhere, Canada, Mexico, U.S., wherever we play. I just feel blessed. It's just a great opportunity, and let's go out there and have some fun.
What do you think the reaction is going to be like with your friends and family when they find out you're going to be on TV so much down there?
Right now, they're really crazy about it. Like, every day I have like these text messages of congrats and just like, hey, it was nice to meet you. Great to share the field here with you in Mexico. You're making history. Go get it. Still grind, hard work, compete every day. Just a good sense about it.
Have you just felt like you maybe got like a little bit of a cult following as this has gone on? Like more people just kind of congratulating you on the success you've had already?
Yeah, I think we're going to have like a lot of Mexico fan base in here.